What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds now and 53 degrees. The 53rd annual Wichita River Festival begins today. Brianna Monk is CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., the organization that puts on the 9 days of music, food, and family fun. KNSS News asked Monk for a prediction on attendance.
I would love to beat last year. I believe last year we had an approximate of about 250,000, 260,000 people. I'm modest on my increases, so I would like to at least see 275,000 plus attendees at this year's festival.
Monk says the Riverfest has a huge impact on the local economy. Riverfest buttons are on sale at local Quick Trip stores. The River Festival runs through June 7th. The Trump administration is signaling new trade deal announcements, even as federal courts put tariffs in doubt.
A federal appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to continue collecting tariffs, putting a lower court ruling on hold that found President Trump exceeded his authority by imposing reciprocal and universal tariffs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says cabinet officials are in touch with counterparts around the world
to let them know the United States will still be at the negotiating table.
The director of the White House National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, told reporters he believes trade deals will be ready to be announced in the next week or two at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man walked into a Wichita Quick Trip on South Broadway with a stab wound Thursday morning. Police say the man was apparently stabbed at the Afton Motel by an acquaintance. The 21-year-old's injuries were not life-threatening. No arrests have been made. 4 days after a pregnant Wichita woman was shot and killed, charges were filed against a suspect in Sedgwick County District Court. 19-year-old Matthew Crismezzo was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police say he shot 20-year-old Naomi Oglesby Sunday morning in the 700 block of South Laura. Doctors were able to deliver her baby. Bond was set at $500,000. Snake's court date was scheduled for June 12th. Bernie Carrick has died at 69 years old. The former New York City police commissioner was hailed as a hero after 9/11, but also faced high-profile controversies.
Bernie Carrick rose to fame after 9/11 when, as police commissioner, he became a steady figure alongside then-New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. President George W. Bush went on to nominate Carrick to serve as Homeland Security Chief, but Carrick withdrew his nomination.
I don't want to distract from what the president has to do. I don't want to distract from Homeland Security going forward.
He pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, including tax fraud and lying to the White House. Carrick spent nearly 3 years in prison and went on to get a pardon from President Trump. FBI Director Kash Patel announced his death, posting that Carrick passed away after a private battle with illness. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The city of Wichita has a plan to save millions of gallons of water. Botanica plans to use the water that comes out of the pipes of the new water treatment plant during testing. Executive Director Dr. Lynette Zimmerman says It will be used to water 250,000 plants in the gardens.
Blueprint for how public gardens can leverage innovative thinking and respond to unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
Dr. Zimmerman says they expect to use over 42,000 gallons of water on plants this summer at Botanica. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The City of Wichita Park and Recreation Department says public pools and splash pads will open today, weather permitting. Cold temperatures and steady rainfall have continued across the area, postponing the pool opening since Monday. Today's Wichita forecast calls for sunshine and a high in the upper 70s. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents carried out a raid in Tallahassee, Florida yesterday that led to many arrests. Fox's Luann Sorrell has the story.
ICE agents raid a construction site in Tallahassee, detaining more than 100 people believed to be here in the country illegally. Dozens of federal and state law enforcement agencies handcuffed construction workers and then loaded them onto a bus. All of this happening at a site that will eventually become apartments for students at Florida State University. The raid comes as a new state law targeting undocumented immigrants who enter Florida continues to be challenged in court.
ICE officials say those arrested were from several countries. Some had been previously deported, and others had criminal records. The NYPD is investigating two detectives who worked security at the Manhattan townhouse where a man claims he was kidnapped and tortured for weeks by two cryptocurrency investors.
A city official says one of the detectives serves on Mayor Eric Adams' security detail. It's believed he picked up the victim, an Italian national, from the airport and drove him to the townhouse. The other is a narcotics officer. The detectives have been placed on modified leave pending the outcome of an inquiry. The official says the NYPD is looking into whether the officers received approval to work security. Crypto investors John Waltz and William DePlessis are facing multiple charges in the case. The victim says they tortured him for 17 days before he escaped the home. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Texas have passed a bill that lets schools more harshly punish students who caused disruptions.
House Bill 6 has passed both houses of the Texas legislature. It will let officials put students into in-school suspension for longer than a three-day period, and principals will need to revisit the length of time every 10 days. These would be kids who still do schoolwork on campus, but in a different location. The new law also lets all schools use out-of-school suspension for students who are especially disruptive, and they reversed older laws that limited suspension for younger children or homeless children. State Senator Charles Perry, who helped get the bill through the Senate, said, "We've reached a crisis point where some kids are such a deterrent to the overall learning process that this bill was needed." Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Things look good right now in traffic. We've got decent traffic conditions this morning. We've got traffic volumes that really still haven't picked up yet. So, yeah, everything's looking really good on the traffic cameras right now here in Wichita. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Nice and quiet for your Friday. Mostly sunny skies today. A cool, comfy start this morning, followed by a pleasantly warm high of 78 degrees. Wind's going to be light, only reaching 5 to 15 miles an hour. Perfect weather for the start of Riverfest and the Sundown Parade. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronald Williams.
And we have a clear sky, north wind at 5 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Today is Friday, May 30th. We had a mostly cloudy day, some sunshine across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 70 degrees, normal high 82. Wichita precipitation for the year is at 12.56 inches. Normal for this date is 12.25 inches. So we are 0.31 inches above normal. And by the way, my rain gauge yesterday afternoon, it's been out of whack with everybody else's, I guess. We had 4 inches. Four more inches. Unless that rain gauge is just wacky. I bought it at Ace Hardware. It looks great, but maybe it's just, inflating. I don't know, but I've had 4 inches, 5 inches, and 4 inches in three rainfalls up there. And the streets have run full, so maybe it's just Riverside's getting more than our share of water right now. How about down in your neighborhood? Anything going on down there weather-wise? I mean,
no.
Okay. Just you don't keep
some rain this week.
Yeah. Well, on this date, this is the 30th of May, in 1879, a tornado outbreak struck Kansas and western Missouri. 1879, in north central Kansas, tornadoes killed 18 in Delphus and 30 in Irving. Two tornadoes struck Irving within a few minutes of each other, virtually wiping the small Kansas community off the map. Two tornadoes hit it. The second tornado was huge, around 2 miles wide, and had multiple vortices. Wow. That was in 1879 up in the northern part of our state here. All right, on this date, 157 years ago in 1868, General John Logan was so inspired when he saw women decorating the graves of Civil War heroes that he suggested a national holiday called Decoration Day, which later became Memorial Day. And we recognized it this past week. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is history now, Ted. And
we have a winner.
Faizan Zaki. His enthusiasm for spelling nearly got him the better of him.
Spell that name.
His joyful approach made him the Scripps Spelling Bee champion. Z-A-K-I. Not bad. It's, wait till you hear what the winning word was. He was a favorite entering the B after his runner-up finished last year. Throughout Thursday night's finals, the 13-year-old from Allen, Texas, looked like a champion in waiting before spelling winning word eclaircissement. What does it mean? He can't spell it, but I'll spell it out for you. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T.
I know what the first part means, eclair.
Eclair. It means an enlightening explanation of something, typically someone's conduct that has been hitherto unexplainable.
Well, that's a long definition for a long word that no one ever uses.
Eclair and estimate, I don't use it very often. In fact, how about never until this morning? And there are news people all over the country who are going to have to, you know, pronounce that word on the air, much less spell it. Okay. President Trump and Federal Reserve Chair Powell, for the first time in his second term at the White House, they had a meeting. Powell stressed that the path of policy will depend entirely on economic information and the outlook. Of course, the Federal Reserve is independent, supposed to be independent of the White House or anybody else, and they help set the interest rates, which mean they are a big cog in the inflation.
Yep, and everybody reacts to everything they do or don't do.
Well, Trump has in the past criticized Powell, calling him a fool and a major loser, and expressing impatience with the Fed's interest rate decisions. Powell has not sought out a meeting with Trump, stating, "I don't think it's up to a Fed chair to seek a meeting with the president."
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. The last known meeting between Trump and Powell was in 2019.
Been a while.
Yeah. Oh. National, let's see, River Festival starts today, as you heard in our news at the top of the hour, and they got an event this morning, 11:30, they're going to have the grand opening ceremony, which is probably not going to be attended by thousands of people, but it's got things going on all day, and then sundown parade is tonight, 6:30.
And then fireworks spectacular.
Fireworks at 10:45.
First fireworks spectacular.
In between there, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, I'll be in the parade.
Are you? What are you going to be?
Driving.
You're driving.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
For whom?
For 105.3 The Buzz.
Hey, look at you. You are the company man.
Sure.
Are you going to wear that little chauffeur hat that Ted likes to wear? It's kind of like a Greek fisherman hat.
I was going to ask him if I could borrow those coveralls. Not coveralls, but thermal underwear that you have that you like.
Yeah, that
would be inappropriate.
Well, that vehicle could go out of control.
Something so you'll be in the buzz van where you cannot see out the back.
No.
I hope nothing's happening behind you that you need to know about. Because
I will be trusting the person behind
me.
I won't be the final person in the Odyssey portion.
Okay.
I'll be in the middle or in the front of the Odyssey group. I want to make sure of that. I'm not going to be in the rear.
Are we to understand Odyssey is putting several floats in the parade then?
Not floats, just our vehicles.
Vehicles?
Yeah.
I call everything a float in a parade, including a band. Hey, look at that float. All right, well, have a good time tonight. Should be a beautiful evening for it. Seriously, if you want to get out, should be a great evening as we kick off River Festival.
Well, they didn't ask you or me.
They know we can't drive very well.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, they didn't ask me either. Said, hey, you're driving. Hey, you're driving in the parade. Oh.
You were conscripted?
Yeah.
It's not like, like the company just asked you to do something. You can ask and, would you please do this, Jed, in lieu of pay?
Yeah, that's more, that's actually what happened. So, yeah.
All right, guys, 6:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Here we go with the NCAA baseball tournament as regional play gets underway around the nation today. Kansas State is at the regional in Austin, Texas. K-State playing the American Conference champions, UTSA. That game will be at 6 o'clock this evening in Austin, Texas. K-State is in its second straight NCAA tournament for the first time in 14 years. Of course, here in Wichita, we got to see the Roadrunners earlier this year when they played a three-game series here in Wichita. K-State, both these teams played in Wichita this year. K-State and UTSA match up at 6 o'clock tonight in the opening round of the NCAA Baseball Regional. And we've got KU, 23rd-ranked Kansas, is at the regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas. KU, first-round matchup tonight at 7 o'clock, taking on the Creighton Blue Jays. Big East Conference champions, a team on a seven-game winning streak, as KU is in the NCAA baseball tournament for the first time in 11 years. Good luck to the Wildcats and the Jayhawks in the NCAA baseball tournament. Boy, Riverfest starting today, and also here in Wichita, track and field. It's a two-day event, and it starts today. The Kansas State High School State Championship meet, as all classes are competing at Cessna Stadium on the Wichita State campus. So every track and field athlete that's at state and the state of Kansas are here in Wichita. Starts at 7:45 this morning. 3,900-plus athletes and coaches and families and friends are all here in Wichita for this huge event, which is the largest track and field championship meet in the nation. That's all getting underway today at Wichita State. In fact, I went to an eating establishment last night, and there was a table of about 12 people, and you could tell they had track T-shirts on and stuff. Yeah. They're here in town, and they're supporting our local businesses.
There you go.
Here we go. High school girls soccer state championship games tomorrow in Class 5A. It's right here in Wichita at the Stryker Complex. And that's at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. State championship match is undefeated Bishop Carroll at 20-0, taking on St. James Academy, 19-1. What a game. Ooh. That will be tomorrow afternoon. State championship game in girls soccer for high school. It is a home weekend for the Wichita Wind Surge, kicking off Riverfest downtown at Equity Bank Park. It is Turbo Tubs weekend. So it'll be the Turbo Tubs taking on the Tulsa Drillers. 7:05 tonight, fireworks spectacular, of course. Tomorrow night, 6:05, Sunday afternoon at 1:05, as Wichita will wrap up this week-long homestand leading into Riverfest for the Wind Surge. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend up at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the top team in the major leagues, the Detroit Tigers, who come in on a four-game winning streak. 7 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. All those Royals and Tigers games are live. Listen on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA. The New York Knicks keep their season alive in the Eastern Conference Finals. Win at Madison Square Garden. Beat the Indiana Pacers 111-94. Coming off the bench for the Knicks, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet played 14 minutes. He made a three-pointer on his way to 5 points. Got a rebound and a steal as well. As the Knicks are still alive, but they still trail the Pacers in that best-of-seven series, 3-2. Over in the National Hockey League playoffs, Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals in Dallas last night. Easy win for Edmonton as the Oilers win on the road at Dallas 6-3. And the Oilers win 4 in a row to win that series 4-1. The winning goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner, with 14 saves as Edmonton. And we'll match up with the Florida Panthers for the second straight year for the Stanley Cup. Got a former Thunder goalie, Stuart Skinner, helping the Edmonton Oilers to that win. High school girls softball going on all over the state. State championships in the Class 6A tournament is up in Lawrence at KU. Derby still alive. Derby won its first round game in the quarterfinals yesterday. Derby softball beating Blue Valley North 6-4. Derby is two wins away from a state title today. They'll match up against number one seed, 26-1, Olathe West at 11 o'clock this morning. Good luck to the Derby softball team. And high school baseball state tournaments for the boys in Class 4A up in Salina. The number one seed is McPherson. And the McPherson baseball team beat Tonganoxie 3-1 yesterday. McPherson now 26-3. Two wins today from a state title in baseball for McPherson as they take on Rock Creek this afternoon for a baseball tournament in Salina. A lot of sports going on in a busy, busy weekend. And that is Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Safe, healing environment. Caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The feel-good hormone, dopamine. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securing America. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Friday morning and 53 degrees. The River Festival is underway in downtown Wichita. Law enforcement is in charge of security, and a SWAT team, bomb squad, canines, and drones will be on hand for the next 10 days. Police Lieutenant Stephanie Neal says, if you see something suspicious, report it.
Do ask that, you know, because given today's climate, that if they do see something that makes them uncomfortable or that they think is suspicious, that there will be plenty of police officers down there. So we encourage them to go report that to a police officer so we can address that.
The River Fest runs through June 7th.
Recent rains have been beneficial for water levels at Cheney Reservoir, which observed its 60th anniversary yesterday. In just 1 week, lake is up nearly 1.5 feet. However, still 6.5 feet below normal. The conservation pool right now at 64% full.
Texas lawmakers fall short of passing a state social media ban for kids under 18.
The bill, which had already passed the Texas State House, apparently lost momentum in the state Senate. The proposed ban would be stronger than a Florida law that took effect in January, banning kids under 14 from having or creating social media accounts. Tech companies' opposition is being blamed for the measure's downfall. Many of those companies have a strong presence in Texas and have said it limits constitutional free speech. Republican Governor Greg Abbott still has not said whether he'd sign the bill if it got to his desk. GOP State Representative Jared Patterson said he'll try to get the bill through again during the 2027 session. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A next-generation supercomputer powered by Dell and NVIDIA is set to revolutionize the search for clean energy.
The U.S. is getting a new supercomputer. It'll be located at the Berkeley Lab in Northern California and will be used by around 11,000 scientists, relying on the new tech for research across a variety of fields. Among those fields, the Department of Energy will be using the new supercomputer for research into nuclear fusion, a process that occurs in the sun and other stars and is seen as a potential source of clean energy. Here's Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
This is just a tremendous time in scientific discovery. AI was talked about when I was in college. It's been a great idea around for decades, but now it's actually happening, and it's going to change how our societies work.
The computer should be finished by late 2026 and will be ready for users by 2027. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
When it comes to pets in the U.S., canines are top dogs.
The American Veterinary Medical Association says there were 45.5 million households in the U.S. that had dogs in 2024. There were just 32.1 million that have cats, coming in a distant third are freshwater fish at roughly 4 million. Now, dogs may be more expensive than other pets due to more vet bills, pet sitters, and such, but your pooch may be giving you a bigger bang for your buck as far as your health goes. The Mayo Clinic says dogs promote exercise through walking as well as reducing work-related stress. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Nice and quiet for your Friday. Mostly sunny skies today. Cool, comfy start this morning, followed by a pleasantly warm high of 78 degrees. Wind's going to be light, only reaching 5 to 15 miles an hour. Perfect weather for the start of Riverfest and the Sundown Parade. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, north wind at 5 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Friday, May 30th. And it was on this date 57 years ago. In 1968, the Beatles began recording the White Album. Biggest hits back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Birthday, and Helter Skelter.
A lot of music on that album. Double album.
1968.
Their only double album.
Wow. Famed Wax Museum, Madame Tussauds, London, unveiled its latest recreation of one of Britain's most beloved icons, a sausage roll from bakery chain Greg's. The museum showcased the Greg's sausage roll wax sculpture in the run-up to the National Sausage Roll Day.
Yeah, there's nothing better than looking at fake food.
Which falls on June 5th. I saw a photo of this. This is nothing I'd pay to see. You take a burrito from Taco Bell and throw it out there. It looks like that's what it looks like.
Mm.
Not much excitement there. At Madame Tussauds. I'm sure they've got some very interesting creation. What was that movie about the wax? There was a wax museum and a monster running around. What is that? Do you remember that movie, Ted?
Well, House of Wax. There was a Mystery of the Wax Museum. There's been a few.
Been a few.
Mystery of the Wax Museum.
Yeah.
House of Wax
House
was
of
another
wax.
One.
Yeah. I think Vincent Price
Vincent
was in
Price
one.
Was in maybe
Probably
both
all
of those.
Them. Yeah. A British daredevil, Guinness again, here we go. A British daredevil broke a Guinness World Record when he performed 7 backflips in 30 seconds while on fire.
Oh, on fire, okay. I mean, I've seen those Wichita State cheerleaders do that, but not on fire.
No. 28-year-old Ryan Looney, a daredevil with multiple Guinness World Records titles to his name, donned protective gear and was fully engulfed in flames for his acrobatic feat.
Mm.
Quote, I was freezing, Looney told Guinness World Records. I'm wearing a couple of layers underneath that are soaked in a gel and put in a fridge for 24 hours to help protect me from fire. It was extremely cold. So now he owns the Guinness World Record for number of backflips while on fire.
So he wasn't really on fire. It was his gear
clothing
that was on fire.
Yes, yeah. His clothing was on fire. So I think he's kind of wimping out on us there. If he was really on fire, he probably wouldn't do more than one.
That'd be a problem.
One backflip, and then he'd
run
for the house. 6:37, Al Stevens in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. After the previous two sessions of negative closes for the cattle complex, Thursday they was able to trade and close positive. Live cattle and feeder cattle enjoyed triple-digit closes to the upside, but there were no new highs scored for the week. It sounds like cash cattle prices once again will be higher than the previous week, and the boxed beef prices also continue higher. Lean hogs traded and closed mixed. The October and December contracts made new contract highs. At the close, August live cattle, $1.90 higher, $2.1007. August feeders up $4.30 at $2.99.92, and in July lean hogs 32 cents lower, $1.02.97. Now unwinding of spreads and technical buying allowed the wheat futures to close positive Thursday. Corn futures had 7 session lows, while the soybeans had 13 session lows, but they did manage to bounce off the lows of the session, but still closed negative. Now spring wheat futures are at the highest levels they have been since April 17th. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat's a penny and a half higher, 5.33 1/4. July corn up a half a penny, 4.47 1/2. And July soybeans 2 cents lower, 10.49 3/4. July crude oil 68 cents higher, $61.62. August gold, $27.50 lower, $3,316.30. The June S&P, 4.75 points higher, $5,918. I meant to say 4.75 lower. The June dollar index is now 27 cents higher at 99.48. And June Dow Jones futures trading 19 points lower at 42,248. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
A four-day trading week this week, kind of shortened week. Did you enjoy that?
No, not at all.
Why?
It messes everything up. Government reports are moved one day later than they were. You're working Tuesday thinking it's Monday. Today seems like it should be Thursday. It's all screwed up, Steve.
Wow. Kid, I think I'm going to go home now.
He's like the princess and the pea.
Yeah.
We get one day off, and Tom starts to lose it.
Oh, Tom, I don't know what would happen if you had 2 days off. Probably be a disaster. Well, you know, I know you're a lot like I am in that you've got your routine, and you know you've got to do it a certain way every day. And if there's much fluctuation, I go into a complete meltdown, right?
Exactly. It makes everything different, you know. It just complicates everything. I don't know. I haven't looked to see what our holiday schedule is next month, but we have what's that new holiday? Juneteenth
on a Thursday.
Yeah, and I think we observe that. So I don't know how the CME group's going to handle that. If we got a Thursday off and we come back Friday, or what that's going to be.
19th.
That kind of messes things up too.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you get Juneteenth, we should have both Thursday and Friday off, right, Ted? I would think so.
I don't think the federal government sees it that way.
Okay. It's a big, big holiday on the 18th of June. I'm sure you all want to observe this one. That will be my wife and my 55th wedding anniversary on June 18th.
On the 18th.
Wow.
Yep. She's been married to the same guy 55 years. She doesn't have much imagination. or free time. So there you go. All right, Ed, have a good weekend, and next week's a five-day week, so you should be happier than pigs and something. Yes, you should.
That's right. Everything will be back to normal.
Back to normal. That's the way you like it. All right. Thank you, Tom. Check with you next week. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Money back you may not have known. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 646 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Recent rains have boosted the water level at Cheney Reservoir. Still 6.5 feet below normal.
Two.
Federal courts dealing with President Trump's tariff plans. New trade announcements expected soon.
One.
Wichita River Festival 53 begins today. Music, food, and family fun through June 7th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's getting heavier right now. We do have some fairly heavy traffic in that Spirit Aero Systems area right now, north and southbound K-15, right around 47th Street, and on MacArthur, east and westbound between Oliver and K-15. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 77 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 55. Saturday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 86. And then on Sunday, we have a sunny sky with a high of 84. Now a clear sky. North wind at 5 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The job market appears to be holding up, though there was a slight increase in new filings for unemployment last week.
There were more people signing up for unemployment benefits in the week ending May 24th. New claims increased by 14,000 to 240,000. Though it's a larger bump than anticipated, it's still not a significant increase. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, also rose to 1.92 million in the most recent reading for the week ending May 17th. The Federal Reserve has cited the job market's resilience as a reason for not lowering interest rates, though economists are eventually eventually anticipating layoffs in transportation, warehousing, and retail in response to the impact of tariffs. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Boeing stock finished on the upside Thursday.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors digested NVIDIA's robust earnings report and as a U.S. appeals court grants the Trump administration a temporary stay of the U.S. trade court's ruling that said that the president exceeded his authority by implementing sweeping tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell met with the president at the White House today to discuss economic developments. And according to the White House, the president said to Powell that he was making a mistake by not lowering interest rates. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Amgen, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow rising 117 points, the Nasdaq higher by 75, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Money back you may not have known. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Hey, it's Friday.
It sure is.
It's a shortened week, you know?
It is, very, very short. Yes.
Riverfest starts tonight, big parade tonight, and I'll be driving a boat out there tonight. Yeah, I figure it's time to blow off some more steam.
Blow.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Blow off some steam. So I dug up some musings about money that you might find fun.
All right.
Fun. What's fun? Well, first of all, a dollar bill weighs 1 gram. Do you know that?
No.
There are 454 grams in a pound. So a pound of $1 bills is $454.
Wow.
1,000 pounds would be 454,000. So $1 million in $1 bills will weigh more than a ton.
Really?
In $1 bill. Although if it's $100 bills, you can fit it in a suitcase.
No.
Yeah.
So can you fit it in your wallet?
Well, not $1 million unless you got a big old wallet. Well, the most common denomination is the $100 bill. I didn't know that. 80% of the U.S. currency is in $100 bills. And currently, the Federal Reserve is missing 2/3 of the $100 bills that they printed. And when they added up all the Benjis that have in banks, cash registers, and vaults, they found they cannot account for about 2/3 of them, and they're mostly overseas or some drug cartel's basement. So counterfeiting American dollars is still alive and well. In the U.S., the most common counterfeit denomination is...
The $100 bill.
No, the 20.
Oh, the 20.
Overseas... You're right.
$100 bill.
$100 bill. North Korea is the largest counterfeiter. Little known, but counterfeiting by mint employees is punishable by death.
Really?
Yes.
In our country?
Yes.
Or North Korea?
No, here.
Really?
Here. If you work for the mint and you steal a plate and you run some, you're going to get...
You can get fried.
Wow. $1 bills die young. The lifespan of a dollar bill is just 18 months. On the other hand, the longevity of a $100 bill is 9 years. That's because we can't find them. Well, I guess it pays to be rich. Who wrote this crap? Anyway, yeah. Me. Yeah. Well, when bills are destroyed, they are shredded, recycled, and made into roof shingles and fireplace logs. That's true. It's true. Man. Money is dangerously dirty. There are traces of cocaine on 90% of dollar bills.
Really?
The flu virus can live on a bill for 17 days. And don't give me any money. And if you keep a moderately clean bathroom, your toilet is cleaner than a dollar bill.
Moderate.
Oh, man. Wow. Now I know why people are using their Apple Pay.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, well, your phone's probably dirtier than a dollar bill. So there are so many digital transactions now that just 8% of the world's currency is actually physical money. I didn't know that. That's probably why machines print more monopoly money in a given year than all currencies in the world. Wow.
Really?
And finally, all 50 states are listed across the Lincoln Memorial on the back of a $5 bill. I didn't know that.
You get them all in there?
They got them all in there. Apparently, you got to have some pretty good eyesight to see that stuff. Right now, Jad's looking that one up. And of course, if you have any questions about this, don't call me. Call somebody else who knows something. Anyway, give me a call at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600. Wasn't that fun?
I don't think I ever saw a $100 bill till I was well into my 40s.
Okay. Are you serious? Wow.
I never saw anybody like $100.
Oh, come on. You used to flash them. You used to have rolls of them in your pockets.
The old Montana bankroll there.
When you're hanging with Tony Montero.
There's some fun stuff there about money.
Yeah. I didn't know it. I started reading that stuff, and it just started. I didn't know that stuff. But now you got something to tell around a water cooler.
Here you go.
Okay, hang on. I got a correction to make.
Oh, no.
The Lincoln Memorial has 48 states engraved on it, the actual one, when it was constructed.
Yeah.
The $5 bill only contains 26.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then, I've got a bad source then here.
Sure do.
Apparently.
Fake news.
Fake news. Well, you know me.
There you go, Don.
I'm trying to look for which states they are to see if Kansas is at least one of them, but it appears it's not. Kansas is not one of the states that appears
on the $5 bill.
Well, that's baloney.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did they only put 20 on there? They just couldn't fit it?
Probably couldn't fit it on there.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, the building itself is 360 degrees. You can only show
two
sides of the building.
Yeah,
you know
why I said 50? Because I had one of those North Korean bills. And they were a little overambitious, and they didn't know that you were only supposed to put 20 on there.
Yeah, like that big $100 bill they used to sell down in Branson.
Oh, yeah. With your picture on it? Yeah.
So assuming the bill has the front of the Lincoln Memorial on it, I guess the real question is, what's Kansas doing on the backside of the thing?
Well, some states had to be on the backside.
Yeah.
It goes all the way around the whole thing.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Some states are on the front, some are on the side, some are on the back.
You know, why aren't the Confederate states on the backside of it? Let's be honest here. There's Confederate states on the front of it, and we're not. Come on. Seriously.
That's too bad.
Well, maybe they won.
Quite a controversy.
They won.
Today is Unleash Your Imagination National Creativity Day.
We just did.
Yeah. And there are many things in our lives were or are spawned out of someone's imagination. Artists, writers, sculptors, filmmakers, chefs, landscapers, architects,
broadcasters,
pornographers, and many more.
Oh, God.
This special day was founded to honor and celebrate anyone who creates new things each day. Someone just like you. Or Steve and Ted. You've never heard a show exactly like this one before, and you never will again.
Exactly. You guys create content and gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We are... Okay.
Where is
okay, Mr. Bunny Tracker.
Oh, we are in a good mood today.
So the currency that I have is not as clean as my toilet, you said, huh?
Exactly.
All right. All right. Have a good weekend.
That is if you keep a moderately clean bathroom.
Moderate. Okay. I don't want that to describe.
It's not like that Loves and Tucumcari.
I'm sure Jad will look this up eventually, but I'll bet you that your cell phone is probably dirtier
than a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever been in the...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
A men's room in Edmund Love's in Tucumcari, New Mexico. It is a pit.
Ooh. Well, that plus everybody uses their cell phones while they're on the toilet. So
they do?
It all comes full circle.
Okay. Hi, guys. This has been quite enlightening and... Got this out of the way on Friday.
Well, it's fun, and I had to drag the conversation down.
Stay with us. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Riverfest starting today. President Trump wins a temporary tariff victory in court. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.